somos un solo pueblo, somos una sola nación, y que viva la paz.
We are one people, we are one nation, and may peace live. That was Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos last month celebrating the end of the decades-long conflict with the FARC insurgency. The peace deal was a victory, but now it's caused new problems in Colombia. FARC controlled huge swaths of Colombian jungle for much of their 52-year insurgency and required civilians on that land to maintain forest cover. But now that FARC is demobilized, there's a power vacuum as farmers and industry move in to clear the land. As a result, deforestation jumped by some estimates as much as 44% in 2016. Adrian Alsima is editor-in-chief of Columbia Reports, the largest English language publication in Colombia. He says government promises to protect the land have been ineffective, and militant groups have already moved in and set up illegal mining and logging operations.
Well, there are FARC dissidents, particularly in central Colombia. They are very prominent. And these dissident groups are trying to take over the FARC's old criminal records. And they don't have the old MO that the FARC used. At the same time, there's remnants of the old paramilitary groups, and they are also moving in. But the biggest thing is just lawlessness. So people who individually go and lumber and so coca, illegal mining and that type of stuff.
So what does it mean when these industries pour in and there's a power vacuum or at least a vacuum of security in these places? What happens to a forested area?
Well, it doesn't just affect the forest. These groups are basically in low power turf wars. The killing of social leaders has gone up since the FARC demobilized. And the deforestation is one of those things that happened in that power vacuum that a large part of the country is in at the moment.
The FARC rebels, when they occupied the forest for all these years, strictly prohibited any deforestation. I always thought that that was because this was their cover. This was their security, and they didn't want their ability to blend in to be compromised.
Well, the FARC have always been like pretty hypocrite in regards to environmental control. Like they would allow coca cultivations, but would tax the coca farmers. But they would definitely not allow poaching or illegal lumbering, because indeed it was their cover. So now that they're gone, it's open season.
But Adrian Alsima, there were plenty of groups warning that this would happen, right? That there was no plan to avoid deforestation or to avoid lawlessness. And if you took away the FARC constant, that this might happen.
And it's even more embarrassing that the military and the FARC have been coordinating the FARC's demobilization since December 2014. So the time to prepare the FARC's abandonment of these regions has been pretty ample. But the military is just failing to move in. And the reasons are yet unknown. But my guess is that it's just the weak and corrupt state system that's always been a problem in Colombia.
It might also suggest, if there are business interests or coca cultivation going on in these areas, that the military may be profiting.
Absolutely. The military has long been corrupt. There's even allegations that the military was trafficking coca together with the FARC instead of combating them. So in some areas, members of the military would have criminal interests in that region.
So what's the plan now? Has the government come up with a good way of addressing the issue?
Well, the National Army is undergoing a major reform. All the commanders are being replaced of almost all divisions, and literally all the brigades. The military calculates that it needs about 10 years to fully stabilize the security situation in the country, and particularly in those areas. And the United Nations, which is overseeing the peace process, has made it a priority to first make those areas where the FARC once ruled safe again and basically under the rule of law.
Adrian Alsima, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Adrian Alsima is editor-in-chief of Columbia Reports.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.